We're back. Life in the Fast Lane with Hensler Financial and Money Talks. We have some AMT talk, so what is that?
This is going to be way more exciting than prison vacation talk.
Well, I can't imagine what wouldn't be more exciting than prison vacation, but tax has got to be right up there close to it.
Yeah, Shauna? Every week we're going through and dissecting different pieces of the new tax code, and this week we're going to talk about alternative minimum tax. Usually everyone calls it AMT or Altmin. It's a tax that was designed 50 years ago to tax the higher income earners that have larger deductions. So it's very complicated, but it adds back deductions so that you have a separate tax and et cetera, et cetera. So it was reformed this year.
The problem with it was it didn't get adjusted for inflation, right?
Right,
so
exactly.
What we had is over the years we had more and more people that were becoming taxed under this alternative minimum tax.
They weren't higher income earners.
Right, and it was never intended to hit them, you know, from the original, but nobody fixed it for a long time. Right.
Right.
Yeah, there's some cool statistics here that our producers have put together for us, having the percentage of people who pay AMT, you know, based on 2017, prior to the tax law changes. So nobody pays it between zero and 75,000 in income. Between 75,000 and 100,000, 0.2% pay it. Between 100,000 and 200,000, 1.9% pay it. Between 200 and 500, 29.4% pay it. And between 500 and 1 million, 62.9% pay it. So it's showing you that it's hitting those sort of middle income brackets, especially 200 to 500.
But that's under the old system.
That's under the old system, exactly.
Right, but that's a big number, 30% of households between 200 and 500. So if you're a dual income family, which most of us are to have kids, it's not difficult to get to the 200.
Exactly.
And you're really, if you have children, you know when you're not a high income earner at that point.
Exactly.
Well, you can earn it. You know where it's going.
You spend it.
Yeah. It vanishes as quickly as you get it.
No question.
Yeah.
No question.
All right, so we do have some changes, and what do those changes mean?
So the tax reform, they increased the exemption amount. So in the past, and I'm just going to talk married filing jointly since that's where the primary of all of us fall. But the
spoken like a true CDFA.
Well.
Anyway. Just wanted to point that irony out. Sorry.
Which should be the opposite of what I do, right?
Yeah, well, maybe.
So they increased the exemption amount, meaning you're not in the bracket until you get to a certain income, and went from $84,500 to $109,000. But what it also did, the exemption phase out was a big thing. So basically the deductions that you had, you know, the add back items, et cetera, it phased it out and it adjusted it for jointly filing jointly, from 160 to 1 million. So that means your income would have to get to 1 million before you have those adjustments again.
Right, yeah.
So that's a huge.
It is. So what does it do? It knocks out most people from the AMT at this point, right?
Yes.
It's very rare you run across somebody. There's folks that make this kind of money, but
it's
going to be rare that you're going to be qualifying at the new levels for AMT.
It was the jump that we needed to get past that point.
Yeah. And does it get inflation adjusted from going forward, or is that not?
I believe they did say it was going to be indexed for inflation going forward.
Which actually makes so much sense.
It does.
Why in the world would you never have done that?
They've put in patches before in the past, but, you know, it wasn't enough to make a difference.
Well, just to give you an example of how this works, I mean, if you have sort of a typical dual-income family, if they make $310,000, let's just say, and then they have about $42,000 in deductions, they also used to have the personal exemption, which is gone. Taxable income would have been $244,000, call it, and they would have paid about $56,000 in taxes. That's in 2017. That was just their regular, you know, tax. And then when you calculate AMT, there's an additional, you know, call it $6,000 worth of tax that they would owe. For 2018, because the AMT is gone, while their deductions are lower, their taxable income is actually higher, and they lose the personal exemptions. But because the AMT is gone and they're getting a child tax credit, and these hypothetical people have four kids, so that's a big benefit to them. They're actually paying about $15,000 less in taxes just because of the changes to the law.
Yeah, and we've talked about before losing the exemptions, but, you know, obviously that hurt people with multiple children. But because you have the child tax credit now and they increase the income, that's a credit.
That's a credit.
Dollar for dollar,
yes.
Versus a deduction is just reducing your taxable income. It is not dollar for dollar.
So for people with children, that really helps out a lot. And so I think that while there's going to be some people that are hurt by the new tax bill, you know, higher income, but the fact that if you have children, that helps out. If you're, you know, were previously subject to AMT, you may not be anymore, and that's going to help out. So
right.
Overall, this should be beneficial to a lot of kind of middle income people. That 200 to 500,000 range, you'll probably see some benefit from that, especially
which is absolutely an awesome thing, right?
Absolutely.
All right, guys, we're going to take a real quick break here. We'll be right back. You can listen to this music while you think about going to prison in South Korea, I guess.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.